planning. I'll begin this section with the understanding that we really, really, really have to have in mind what is our mission as a church and what is the place or the role that I as the pastor fill in that. Another way of putting this is, what are you called to do and to be as a church? And what are you called to do and to be as a pastor? Once those two things get resolved, then the question shifts to becoming, how can I best go about doing that or being that? You probably have heard a lot of talk lately about thriving on chaos. Because the world around us is changing so rapidly that what was true for churches and what was true for people some years ago is no longer going to stand up in the face of the multiple options that keep coming. The world around us is changing radically. And so if we're going to be good at planning, we have to recognize that we've got to have a clear and consistent vision and a purpose. We're going to have to keep identifying it, keep checking it. We have to keep tinkering with it so that what we do really does indeed accomplish what it is that we're called to do. And the first step in that, I believe, is really for you as a pastor to know what your job is and to know what your job is not. Our primary role as a leader, as a pastor, is to lead people in worship and in study of the things of God, to cast a vision and a sense of direction, to set the course for where we're going, to build people up, and then lastly, to arrange this whole process called church. As I've already mentioned, planning is all about options. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were given a very particular destination toward which they were to head. They were told, head to those mountains and get there. And so their course was set very definitely by the Lord. But it's a curious thing that after they crossed over the Jordan River into the land of promise, those 40 years later, when they finally got into where they were going, once they got across, the basic word from the Lord was no longer go in this particular direction, but rather the word to them was, anywhere the sole of your foot treads, that land will be yours. And I don't think that fully we Christians have realized that God's will is not always a predetermined and set plan of head this direction, but that there is a measure of God's longing to be almost like the armor bearer was for Saul, saying to us, do what's in your heart to do. I don't mean in rebellion or anything of that nature.